face at the same time. All the corruption and justice, the same crimes. Always a problem if we do or don't fight and we die. We don't have the same right. What is a gun to a man that surrenders? What's it gonna take for someone to defend her? If we all agree that we're equal as people, then why can't we see what is evil?
It's a bummer how hard that hits.
Yeah.
I can't even make that any better. So welcome, y'all. it's that kind of week. This is the Blackboard Collective presents Justice and Juice. I am Casey. And I am, I'm just sipping on a glass, a pretty tall glass. It is an Olivia Pope, esque.
Yeah, right. She's thick. She's thick.
Yes, I got my Olivia Pope glass of red tonight because
Is it one of those like long stems?
You guys, I want one of those so bad and I can't find one. So it's like,
I'll find you one.
Pretty normal stem, but
I know where they live. I got you.
Oh, please do. But yeah, she's got a big old goblet. She's got a big old mouth. So.
She does.
On days like today, she's my friend.
Yeah, you deserve it, honestly, on every day. Every day like every day.
Thanks. Pajit, what are you drinking?
What's up, y'all? It's Paige. I was drinking a Moscow Mule when we sat down, but we've been chatting for a little bit, so now I'm just drinking water, which is good because it's later for me. So I'm trying to like not drink as late.
Oh, really?
As
late?
Yeah, I'm trying.
I feel like when it gets late,
I don't sleep well.
Oh, okay. See, I'm the opposite. Like, alcohol actually helps me sleep, and when it gets late, I'm useless anyway. So the darker it gets outside, the more I'm like, well, what? You know, why not?
Just, like, fill it up. Yeah.
Top me off.
I don't do that. I can't do any of that. My body is like really. My body is just having a hard time lately. Aww. So I'm trying to treat it real
my
right.
My body is the Lord's temple. Don't
okay,
mess with
that's
me. God's property.
Yep, that's me. God's property.
Gospel R&B a la like 1996, you guys.
It's that really is, funny it sounds, because
you know it had the 96 feel.
I actually thought that you were going to start singing. So there's a musical from like, I want to say like the mid 90s, maybe a little bit before or after, don't quote me, called The Life, and it's about sex workers. And there's a song called My Body, and I really thought you were about to, like, bust that out.
No.
But you didn't. And
I didn't.
So. I thought she was about to sing the R. Kelly song, so we were on.
Oh, no.
I know.
We are
not
bringing Robert onto this podcast.
Believe me, when it came to my mind, I was like, no, she's not. She's not going to do that.
No, Robert she's not. Robert is not invited here.
Robert is out.
He is canceled.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Gross. The one that I was thinking, it goes, it's my body, not your body.
Yes.
My body is
ooh.
My body.
Yeah.
If you know Kevin Ramsey from
I do.
AMDA,
yeah. Ramsey.
He was in it. He was in the original
cast. That doesn't
cast.
Surprise me.
Wow. Yeah. Kevin Ramsey.
It's really,
great.
It's actually
shout
really
to
fun.
Ken.
Look it up. Look
Kevin
it up.
Is actually Ramsey. A big fan of the Blackboard Collective as well.
I love Kevin Ramsey. I hope he listens to this podcast. And Kevin,
so.
I'm sorry for every time I've cursed. Like, I've cursed around you before, Kevin, but I just, you know, I
don't
feel
know
now
Ramsey
I feel weird.
Remembers me.
But
he
I
remembers everybody.
You
if you've
you.
Ever
hey,
met him,
he's Lasta.
Me.
Also, he always looked like he was just going to start like doing spoken words.
Yes, he does. He does.
At
Kevin
any
is
moment,
my favorite.
Like any moment, just like. You know.
He's fantastic. So this has been a five-minute ode to Kevin Ramsey. Shout out to you.
And you know what? If you don't know Kevin Ramsey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry about it.
You're missing
sorry
out.
Sorry about it. All
he's
right.
The best man ever.
Lasca music. What you drinking? Oh, whiskey. Hey. Sorry.
No, that's not what I'm drinking. But thank you for that. That was
it's
really,
probably
that was
kombucha.
Really
she's on her health kick.
Boo.
Fuck off. Okay, it's kombucha.
How did I know? I looked and I was like, it looks like rosé. And then I was like, that's not coming. Nope, she wouldn't be doing that.
What else is in here? Okay, no, but for real, guys.
Is it hard kombucha?
No.
Activist. artist. Asshole. Y'all trying to cut off my introduction.
We're just never going to let her.
Yes, this is half. Okay, wait. Whoa. The Half Noon? Is that what I was drinking last time?
Yeah, I think it's called
Half Noon or something like that. And half of that is that, and the other half is kombucha. So Paige was half right. That's a lot of halves.
Right. What is Half Noon? Tell me again. I don't remember.
It's like a vodka and a...
Oh, yeah, that little thing that was in the can. Drink. Where? So you spiked it a little.
Very lazy way of... Yeah, it's got a little vodka.
Just, like, throw vodka in your kombucha.
Yeah.
Like cut the middleman.
Yeah,
out,
cut the mixers. Just put a shot in there.
Fuck.
If you bout it.
You guys, I almost brought a shot with me. I'm not joking. And then I was like, I think they're going to say something. Maybe I won't.
If you're really real, just put a shot in it, okay?
Like, if you ain't scared, then just put a shot in there.
Okay. I'll get on that. Thanks, guys. Let me text.
I don't know.
And the wizard just poured himself something that looked lovely.
Ooh, yeah, Wiz, what you drinking?
Wiz, you guys, it's the wizard's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, wizard. Happy birthday, wizard. Happy birthday, wizard. Happy birthday, wizard.
I love this singing, Casey, you got tonight. This is awesome.
Oh, fine. I'm not singing anymore.
No, I love
Alaska. You always sing to us.
No,
it's fine. We already know that the wizard loves singing. Casey and her vulnerability and everything about her. Got it.
Wow, dang. The jealousy is so real. I'm the wizard's favorite kid, and that's just it.
We'll never be good enough
for
this
season
page.
One. You guys, look, this is a giant goblet of fake de-alcoholized.
De-alcoholized.
They do that?
There you go.
It's a cab sauv. It absolutely tastes like a cab sauv. Not the best.
What's
cab
the name again?
I love that.
It's called Ariel.
Ariel.
Where did you get it?
BevMo.
Oh, cool.
Oh my gosh. I've served that to somebody before.
You know what's really funny about this kind of like, you know, non-alcoholic stuff is that the price of it is so low. You think, going to be crap, kind of. Yeah. Like your brain is so triggered. Oh, a $30 bottle of wine is going to be great. You know, like $6.99 for this.
You're like,
what?
Except for I buy wine at Trader Joe's, so my wine is also $6.99.
Okay, if you're TJ's, correct. No, you're right. I'm not trying to hate on. I'm just saying, like, it's the point is, it tastes like wine, which is absurd.
Yay!
If you guys all wanted a sip of it. When at my birthday party, I'll buy a bottle.
I do.
You can drink. And look at this color. Cool. Are you kidding me? Like, can you tell?
Yeah, no. It's honestly, like when you like poured it, I was like,
yeah.
It's bizarre. It's like purpley purple.
It looks like wine. It really does.
Yeah, it really does. It looks beautiful.
Paige, I just want to say yes to you rocking the long sleeve blackboard t-shirt.
You better represent.
You better rep.
I always like... It's just like, this is like the brightest shirt I own.
Yeah. I mean, as it should be. You better rep us.
Yeah. I do. I always try to wear a blackboard thing while we podcast.
That's really cute. Even though that, like, we're the only ones who can see you. That's really cute that you do that.
There we go.
I am who I am, man.
Speaking of like merch and us and all the things, you guys, we launched our Blackboard Collective newsletter. This
oh my
week.
Gosh, so good.
And so good. Thank you to all who signed up. It's like it's been received really well. Thank you for those who have already responded to us and emailed us back to thank us and to say that you're excited to get, you know, into the conversation with us. That's really what it's about. We are not joking when we say that. So thank you guys. And if you are listening to this and you haven't signed up for the newsletter, I mean, you know,
get yourself together.
Like,
maybe we should make, hey, you guys, we're at what episode is this? 22.
I think this is 22.
Yes.
20.
Maybe we should give, I'm sure we have new people coming on. Maybe we should give them a little brief breakdown real quick about who we are.
Oh my gosh.
We haven't done that in like episodes.
That's a fantastic idea, Alaska Music.
What do we do? Oh, okay. You're going to put it on the gut.
Yeah, girl. It's your idea. Go. Fly.
We are a bunch of people like you who are in this world, living in this country, going through it just like everybody else, went through the pandemic, have gone through the governmental shit that's happening, and this whole situation with vaccinations and mass shootings and all the things that are happening in our world. And what we like to do is drink a little bit and talk about it. And we are not on here to tell you that we know everything, because we don't. We are on here to open discussion, have real conversations about it, share our feelings and open it up to you guys. We want to hear from you guys. So DM us and let us know if there's something we're not talking about that you'd like us to talk about. We'd love to.
Yeah. Or if there's a perspective that you have that you didn't hear shared here. You know, we often have slightly different perspectives, but they're usually not
each other.
Yeah, we love each other a ton, and we will disagree sometimes vehemently, and then just be like, "Love you, I'm talking to you later." And that's
you're like, "Bye."
That's what it's about, though, and I it's really important to me that we do learn to have conversations, and that it's okay not to agree every single time.
And to show that to other people, because I think a lot of people like we've lost that.
Yeah,
people actually having conversations and it being okay that other people disagree with you. We don't all have to agree on everything, but let's have the conversation, because I think that is like a huge thing that is going to solve some of these huge problems in our country. I think that's why we lack the conversation.
Yeah.
So let's have it.
So thank you for bringing that up, Laska. Welcome to our new listeners. I hope that was clear, and sign up for the newsletter.
Too.
Sign up for the newsletter. You'll learn more about who we are, and you'll get to see all of the fun things that we do every week. And you'll get to see the Black business that we're highlighting, which this month is Ivy's Tea Co. Ivy's Tea Co, which is just very, very dope. I have a lot of her teas and her honeys, and I have some Trap China. Anyway. It's owned and operated by a first generation herbalist named T-Bay Shanae. T-Bay is not her name, but you know, she called herself T-Bay
Shanae. Guys, it is forever T-Bay Shanae.
That's her name.
She decided to learn more about living off the land and using the land for healing. And then she launched Ivy's Tea Co, and she's, transformed her brand into a hip hop inspired tea company for you to shop from. She wants to change the way that you see tea drinkers and introduce more African holistic health remedies into the holistic health industry, to make the industry more inclusive and reflective and accepting of all cultures as hip hop is. So she's just dope, like just plain and simple. And her product is amazing. So check her out. We have featured her on our website. Laska Music, why are you laughing? What did I say?
Because I was just going to tell the listeners, get on there and buy something before Casey buys all of it. Again, as you all know, Casey will go and buy everything on the website.
I will.
She's already bought it. She's already got honey tea and Trap China.
She's shopping currently.
You know, I mean,
I would love Trap China right now.
You guys, Trap China is, it's just so cute. You can find her on Instagram at Ivy's Tea Co. That's IvysTeaCo. Find her on there, check her out, buy some stuff. She deserves it because she's dope. All right. And now the moment that we've all.
That we've all been just
stalling,
avoiding,
trying not to get to
just entirely.
I'll start just because so we were texting a little bit about Dante Wright in our podcast group text, and Alaska shared her feelings about it, which I will let her share. But what I told her is that I heard about it the night it happened, right before I went to bed, and I just like felt myself emotionally shut off. Like emotionally, I literally think I just said, like, really? And I flipped over. And you know, like I just turned over in bed, and I just couldn't let it in any further than that. The fact that it happened just blocks away in very close proximity to where the murder trial for George Floyd's murder is taking place. And I'm feeling really overwhelmed in a way that I'm a little scared to actually process right now. That's where I'm at. That's why I said I was going to start, because it's going to be very short and sweet, just because I feel like, unfortunately, I'm at kind of a standstill. I think I'm at an emotional cap, which will likely break at some point, and we'll see what happens then.
And we're here for you if and when it does.
But
I'll backpack off of that because my feelings were similar. I actually said, I think I said to Tiffany, like, it's so unfortunate how I feel almost nothing now. That's so sad. That's like so sad. This is like a numbing feeling at this point. And then I became very fucking mad. Mm-hmm. But like the initial, I was like, oh my God. And then I became just really fucking mad about it. It's hard not to just like want to run outside and just scream. And I don't know. I don't even know, you guys. Like, I don't even know. What do we do? Continue doing the same things that we keep doing because we have to, right? But to what? What are we getting out of it? I'm just being completely honest. Like,
yeah,
who's actually hearing it? At least to the people that matter that can actually do something about it. What's changing? Like, I don't feel like anything is fucking changing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To that, I can say I'm excited for our Blackboard video next week, which is going to talk about places that have at least taken a shot at divesting in the police force and what that looks like. I'm hoping that that can be kind of a beacon of hope for me. And then also there was the news today that the cop who shot Jacob Blake is back on active duty and will face disciplinary action.
This is what we're talking about. Sorry, Paige.
No, you go.
There's just so many things. I think about him being 20 years old, that he was a baby who had a baby.
Yeah.
And like black men, here I'm going to get emotional. Black men being automatically threatening. And when you look at this picture of him, yeah, he's a baby. He's a baby. He was on the phone with his mom. Like, I can't understand, even if like there's the story, you know, about whether she was whatever the story is, but her whole thing about like, oh, I was reaching for my taser, I was reaching for my gun, but like, why? Even if the story, let's like throw at her a bone, but let's not at the same time. Mm-hmm. The whole, I'm reaching for my taser for what? Right. What was he doing that you need to even taser him? This is the problem.
Also, why the fuck don't you know the difference between your taser and your gun?
No, like, they're literally on different.
They're on
sides
opposite
of your
sides
head,
of your body.
One is bright yellow and plastic,
and they like, take a different amount of force in order to use. Like, yeah, they are different. Yeah. They are different instrument. Like, when that made me feel the most, actually, which is interesting, is hearing that statement come out and that being the statement. I was like, right, I would have preferred you say fucking nothing, like, than to insult my intelligence to say that you. Either we need to shut down the police force right now because you're not doing any training when your people who are carrying lethal weapons don't know the fucking difference between a taser and a gun. Shut it down. Put it on pause. Everything needs to stop if that's true. And if it's not true, then you're just spitting in my face and insulting my intelligence by saying this dumb shit. Like, why say anything?
And then saying, taser, pause, shot him. I fucking shot him. Those were her words?
Yeah.
And then letting him lay there for hours? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want to jump in really quick. Times like this are really tough for all of us, obviously, and trying to find the right words are even tougher. And like, we feel like we're going to scream into the void, or we post on social, right? It's just like, sometimes it's really nice when you can find a post from somebody else who's like, nailed it. You know, where it's like, wow, you said something that like really resonates. And so I wonder if we want to talk about this. We can kind of go backwards a bit on the conversation after I read this. This gentleman by the name of Michael Harriet, actually, I don't know who he is, but he's a checkmarked Twitter. He goes, my version, Dante was convicted of a victimless crime. His punishment was to pay money. A cop stopped him to extract more money, but realized he already owed money, which is a crime. While attempting to electrocute him and arrest him for owing money, she shot him. That's the story. And what I think is so important for us when we're talking about this type of tragedy is what got us to here in the first place. And I don't know if you guys saw the young man, the second lieutenant in the Marines,
Yeah, I saw him. He got pepper sprayed.
Getting pulled over. That infuriated me so much, as much as seeing a young man be killed, because you're watching in real time someone being treated like they are a monster, that they are a danger to society, that they are a subhuman, really. Like, they have no ability to reason. And the police are assuming all of these things on this young man as he is desperately trying to support and help this moment. And they treat him terribly.
In service of the country, in uniform.
And what could have happened to him if he wasn't wearing his uniform?
I don't know. The video cut out, and I was so scared I didn't know what happened to him.
But that doesn't even protect him.
Oh, the uniform
didn't even protect him.
The
camera, like, the thing is, like, none of the actions that we have so-called taken to reform policing is working. Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd on camera. We are still in trial. Defense is paying witnesses hundreds of thousands of dollars to say he was lying there completely fine. He was whatever. We all saw that with our own eyeballs, what happened. So, like, my question really is, like, why are we trying to reform something that doesn't work? It doesn't help people. It doesn't fix things. Like, my thought has always been, so I grew up babysitting a lot, and I've spent a lot of my adult life, like, as a teacher with kids, or I was a dance teacher for years. And one of the, like, main things you do, if a kid can't handle a toy, what do? You take it away. So why do we consistently give officers who have shown time and time and time again that they cannot handle this weapons? Like, and then when they do something wrong, pretend like nothing wrong happened. If I was driving a car and I accidentally hit and killed somebody, I'd be convicted of manslaughter. If I was a doctor and I was, I don't know, an alcoholic and I was drinking while I did surgery and I hurt somebody, I would be sued under malpractice. There's no laws like that, and there's no accountability for police officers, so they just continue to do whatever they want because they can. And that, I think, is, like, the biggest issue, because it's all structured under this racist, white supremacist house of, like, that. Those are the bones of our country. And that, like, that, when I think about that, it makes me, as, like, a white woman that benefits off of these things, feel so overwhelmed. Because then I'm like, what do we do? Like, we would have to literally, like, beat down the whole country and start from scratch. And I just, like, that's where I feel really defeated, because I'm like, I don't even know how to do that. Mm-hmm. And I don't, like, and I'm not expecting you guys to have answers for this at all, but, like, it's just, like, it's a consistent, like, people just want to say, like, oh, you know, you should have complied. Complied with what? Like, he didn't do anything wrong. He also, I saw a video today, so they wanted to arrest him because of his warrant that was out for his arrest or whatever. And his warrant was, like, a weed smoking charge in Minnesota, where weed is apparently decriminalized. So that's a question. But they also sent his summons to court to the wrong address. So that's why a warrant was put out for his arrest. So he wasn't, like, he didn't do anything wrong. And, like, I don't know. I am furious at people pretending like traffic stops are these high stakes situations where a cop can't distinguish between a gun and a taser, or like it's just, I don't know. It's high.
I think it's
really
ridiculous. I think it's really important that you just made that distinction. Like, you just, like, told the people exactly what broke down, exactly what his situation was. That's so great. Now we know that. And now I'm going to say, even had he been right.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And that's just the thing, right? It doesn't even fucking matter. Because it doesn't matter. Even if he actually had the warrant and it went to the right address and he was on the run or whatever the hell, and he had weed in his car, if he had a big fucking huge bag of weed, if he had crack in his car, if he had cocaine in his car, who gives a fuck? You don't just shoot somebody. That's not the fucking answer. It doesn't matter.
No, you're right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
absolutely. It doesn't matter if there was a dead body in the car that he had just killed. The police are not judge, jury, and executioner of justice.
Yeah. Exactly.
Unless they are in imminent danger where they're being fired upon and for their own life must respond with potential violent force, there is never a reason to ever do what they did.
Yeah.
And that's...
I also just think, too, like, if
you...
20
years old?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just also think, too, that, like, if there's a way that you can debilitate, you know, a bunch of protesters and shoot rubber bullets at people, I don't know why we just haven't been using that consistently to disarm people that are a violent threat to you.
Yeah, because even rubber bullets have taken out people's eyes and hit them, smacked open their bodies and made them all like...
rubber bullets hurt.
Even like, using rubber bullets in situations where they don't even need to use that, they're doing it. It's like...
Yeah.
They couldn't even
overreaction to everything.
Rubber bullets on people fucking walking up to the Capitol building.
Super fun too that the National Guard is now in Minneapolis, just, you know, chilling, making sure everything's all good, but we couldn't get them when they were like rioting at the Capitol, breaking down, threatening members of Congress.
Yeah,
like it's so blatant. It's infuriating. It's like absolutely infuriating. I truly can't even imagine how you guys feel. Like I'm furious and defeated, and I can, like, only imagine that it's
like literally feel like I'm constantly trying to catch my breath and like digging my nails into my skin all the time, like with a ton of anxiety. That's what it feels like all the time. It just feels like that. And I have a gratitude journal that I wake up in the morning, I use in the morning to write down, just because I've been going through some stuff and I'm just trying to keep myself like writing down, you know, what I'm grateful for in the mornings. And one morning I woke up and it was breath that came to me, and I thought, wow, I'm so grateful for my breath, because so many young Black men are just getting theirs taken away. It could just be the wrong fucking situation for somebody who's got brown skin in this country. And then it makes you think, like, should I even go anywhere?
Yeah.
Do I even go anywhere? What if I just drive to the gym and then get pulled over and I'm just in the wrong fucking situation? And what if I can't handle that situation? What if I'm like, well, fuck you, cop? Like, because I'm so fucking mad about it. And then what? Like, not that I, because I would have the right to do that, but it doesn't matter. You can't even express that now. It's like, it's just modern day slavery. You just, I don't know. I don't know. I'm like really fucked up emotionally over a lot of shit, but this being one that is like just continual.
I'm feeling, a lot, but I'm really scared. I think that's one of the primary ones, because it's starting to feel like, when is it? It almost feels like a really fucked up lottery, you know, like, when is it going to be my number? When's my number going to come? Or like a draft, like, when's my number going to get called? And that's not even just for me, but like, I'm Black. I got a Black family. I got Black friends. How long does this happen every day? And until it's somebody that... George Floyd was really close. My cousins were friends with him. They went to high school with him. It was real close to being, you know, in my actual family. And I'm just terrified, because there is no protection for me. There is no protection for me or my family or just people that look like me. And that's so scary, because literally every day, every moment that I take breath, every moment that I dare to step out of my apartment, even if I don't step out of my apartment, even if some shit goes down and somebody happens to, you know, come to my apartment mistakenly, because we've seen that happen. Like, it all feels a little bit like it's the luck of the draw that I make it through a day. And if I did, and like the way that I see things handled, even post-mortem, when these people have passed on, it's just also so disheartening. It's just like, and then maybe justice will be served, and then maybe
And then George Floyd still on fucking trial for his, the man is dead. They fucking murdered him. And they're still treating it as if he did something wrong.
Yeah, I'm just afraid. And I don't know how to, I'm like an action person. I'm a person who like really wants to do something about it. And I'm also a person who, for better or for worse, I generally believe I can't help myself in trying to reason with people and trying to like reach people and be like, no, but if only you understood. No, but if you saw, like, or if you, and if I just, I don't know who to talk to. I don't know what I can say. I don't know who I can be to prove that, like, that I'm not dangerous or that you misunderstand or that it's how history is contextualized. No, you don't get it. No, like, wait, let me, you know, I feel like I'm constantly being like, no, wait, please, like, wait, listen, if you just understood. And I don't know, it just, no, it feels more and more like doing that is really just spinning my own wheels, and there's nothing else that I'm going to be able to do, and I don't know who else I can talk to or who else I can influence. And so, like, I don't know, I guess I just sit here and wait. I don't know. Which is very hopeless, and I hate sounding that way, but yeah, it's hard.
It is so hard to just, like, keep going. Yeah, it's just really hard.
I do want to just take this moment, to reach out to our listeners. And just, if you guys are also, like, feeling hopeless and upset, like, reach out to people and talk to people. Or if you notice that your friend, like, reach out to your friends. There's so many, like, online, like, mental health things. And, like just keep your mental health in your sights when all of this is consistently, you know, happening and affecting how you're feeling. And just know that, like, we're a space for you. And I hope that you guys all know that, like, I'm always a space for you to listen. And I, you know, I love you a lot.
Love you. Thank you.
And I think, Casey, you do a lot. You know, you are doing a lot. And I think it's really hard for all of us to look at the ills of the world and think, how can we solve them, you know? And it can get overwhelming. And I can't imagine what it's like for you in Alaska. And yeah, I can go down a rabbit hole on thinking about the life that, you know, I don't have to live. And so I'm absolutely gutted for you guys that you feel that way, that you experience life in a way that I don't experience. That's so cruel and awful. And I just want to, like, be there for you guys. I want to, like, be like your little angel. And, like, just anytime you're in any interaction, I just can jump and just be like, you know, and that's not the way the world should be. You don't need me to save you, obviously, but, like, it does feel like this fear isn't unjustified anymore. You know, like, there is a problem in this country, and it feels very impossible. However, I do think that people like you, people like Laska, Paige, mm-hmm. Black Word Collective, that we are the only way it can get better. And although it's not the right time to fight every time right after a moment like this or when you're feeling like this, but I know that you guys will feel empowered and find that hope again. And I can only imagine how exhausting that is. But I do think we can hold the current administration, thank God we have a new president and vice president, that I think will change a lot of stuff for the better. But I do feel like there is almost a, unless it gets torn down to the basics, like the cops that currently exist, like there are enough bad cops out there that unless they are fired, this stuff won't stop from happening. And so we can only pick off little bits of things to help reduce encounters between people and police officers. That's my true belief. How do we remove laws? How do we decriminalize drugs? How do we decriminalize things as much as possible so that you aren't constantly having to be around and being engaged with an officer? Because right now they are dangerous and they have impunity. And to me, that is our big future.
But that's, I mean, I think that's how they've always been that way, though. Like, they've always been, you know, like that's, they've just always been this force of, it's all like the fear has always been justified. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. I just,
no, I mean, and the reality is yes, if these officers are not punished, then things like this will keep happening. It goes further than what the police, like the rules that are in place for the police department. It's about the inherent racism that exists in these people. Because the reality is, if somebody wants to pull me over, whether they actually have lawful reason or not, they can't. They pulled Dante Wright over for having air freshener on his rear view mirror. I didn't even know that that was illegal. Like, they literally sell air fresheners.
Why is that a law?
It is. It is in Wisconsin.
But so like, why do they sell them? Why isn't it illegal to sell them if they're illegal to have? Like, that was the crazy thing.
But also, like, y'all got all this going on in Minnesota, and that's what you make laws about? But, like,
yes, because and that's what taxation.
I was saying. Like, and also I was like, and who's making these laws? So regardless, my point was, if a cop wants to pull me over, they can. A. B, it's in that interaction, all that matters is what that cop decides. I'm at the whim of what that cop decides to do. So it's about who we have as police officers. Because even if you change the laws, even if we put laws in place, I mean, if there were stricter laws and they were having to pay for the things that they did, then I think maybe things would change. Like, if it was like, you kill somebody unjustly, you'll be executed. Then maybe that might change some shit. But like,
I like it.
Beyond that, like, even if they do something unjust, it's going to take us, how long has it taken us to get to this trial? A year almost? Nearly a year. And then it's
yeah, a little less than a year.
It's their word against whoever the witnesses are, because I'm not there anymore. I'm gone. You know, like, we're fighting a fight in hopes to maybe save somebody else. But my life depends on how that person feels about me in that moment. And so there's just an inherent, and which we've talked about this, there's an inherent race issue that, and it's so weird. I had this thought the other day because I was watching something that was supposed to be funny and I couldn't stop thinking about how the black women in it were depicted. And I was like, oh, am I becoming that person where like I see it everywhere. Like, and I feel bad about it, I think, because there's that trope of like talking to white people and them being like, everything's not about race. And I mean, like, no, but like a lot of it is. Like, like the older I get and the more I learn about stuff, like, I'm like, well, but it's in there though. Like,
it's a racist country. So it was built on that.
It's not there. I understand that it's there in ways that you don't always see, but, if the only way you see a black woman depicted in this is like if she's having sex, giving head, or topless, then that's interesting. That's something to look at. Like,
that's interesting. That's suspicious.
Like, you know, I don't know. I'm devolving. What I'm saying is, I feel like we as a people, and I don't know how we fix that because it's so big and so widespread that it feels to me like it has to go. Yes, we need the legislation, but it needs to go beyond that. Like, I feel like we need a big...
We need to deconstruct the police force. They are... Their roots are in the KKK. Their roots are in chasing and capturing slaves. This is not... We don't... That's not okay. If that's the DNA of the police force, they need to be gone. Period.
Yeah.
We need to completely dismantle that and create something that works for people. All people. That people feel protected by. who feels protected? Raise your hand if you feel protected by a cop when you see one. Probably not. Not even, nobody. No one's like, oh, look, a cop. I feel so safe. Like, no one, not ever. Who said that?
No, nobody. People do. Like, no, like middle American.
Well, I don't fucking know those people. Then,
no, middle, well, no, middle American white people, though. Like, we were talking about one of, I won't say her name, because this isn't bad, but one of our members, she was talking about her parents, you know, mm-hmm. feeling less safe in their neighborhood because there was less police presence. And I know a lot of the rest of us were like, oh, what a take.
right.
What a take on that. Interesting.
Hot take. But
yeah, some of the places that I live, police were the fucking problem.
Right. Shit. Well, because, I mean, yeah, like that's the difference, though, is when you have, you know, middle class white parents who live in the suburbs, and they're in their 50s, and there's a park nearby where, you know, they're hearing a lot about there being crime and the unhoused community are just being off the rails, and then suddenly they see less cops, and, you know, like it's scary for them because in their they haven't had these experiences with police officers. Their experiences right. are, my loose change in my car was safe when the cops were here, and now that the cops aren't here, my loose change is being taken. And I get it. It feels violating. I don't want random people in my car. When the cops are here, random people weren't in my car. If that is the beginning and end of your experience with policing, yeah. Like, you're gonna feel safer when they're there.
Great, and we should have those people who do that, but not this organization.
The craziest thing,
not
though,
this
is that
up shit.
I would be really interested to know how often that happened before, or how often police were truly circulating in that neighborhood, because suburban areas are really not that policed, right? Like, they're really not. Like, I used to live in suburbia, and I live, like, there were always cops at my school, but there were never cops. I was in Colorado, so of course there were cops at the school because we are the place for shootings. But that was a deflection joke. I apologize. No.
That's okay.
Times are dark.
I had to joke about it for a second.
Shit, that's the only way you can get
yeah,
the
things. Honestly.
Laugh to keep from crying.
Seriously.
So there were always cops in my school, but there were rarely cops in my neighborhood. And if there were, like, cops in my neighborhood, we were like, something is going down. And so I would be very interested to know really how often the cops were there.
Well, I think it's because, like, they live next to a park. I think that's what it was.
Sure, but I really do think, like, did they notice that? And we'll have to ask our member, who shall remain
nameless.
Nameless member, our queen, angel of our lives, love you.
Yeah, truly.
I would really be interested to know if they noticed that there were less police, or if they were told there were less police, and then they were like, there's break-ins, because then it'd be really easy to correlate those two things. But if there could have been break-ins and there could have been the same amount of police, and it doesn't have anything to do with anything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, if someone's going to loot through your car, like, I don't know, they're going to do it at some point. It's not, the cops can't be everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
So the cops are really not going to,
which honestly, like, what kind thieves, you know? Like, people used to steal radios. They just taking loose change?
Okay, they're just rude. Like, you know what? Take it. I don't need it. I've been collecting those quarters for years.
Right. Like, hey, I have a washer dryer in my house. You can have that change. That's for you.
You know what? I feel that.
I would start leaving some change there for them.
I love that. You know what I did when I moved? This has nothing to do with anything we're talking about, but it does have to do with change. So when I was moving, I had to drop we were leaving for the airport, and it was like 5 a.m., and I had to gas the rental car back up, and I had like a box of change, like, just from the last 8 years of my life in Los Angeles, and I was gonna like take it all to a Coinstar, and I didn't have time, so I put a bag of just like various coins, probably like 20 bobby pins, just in the gas station. Like, I just like set it at the gas pump, and I was like, it's someone's lucky day. I don't know.
Dang.
I don't know. They're going to go to this Coinstar. And I hope they got a really lovely meal, or like a
hotel.
You know what, Paige? I think they're probably listening to this, and they're like,
they're like, it was her.
Oh my God. I really hope that it went to someone in need, though, and that some like stupid business person didn't like you know, roll up after me. People. Yeah, fuck you, business people. Unless you're Ivy Tico. We love you.
If you do business.
JK, we love you.
But yeah, I just wanted to validate the experience. Like, I want them to, of course, everybody needs to educate themselves on other people's experiences with police. But it was another thing I learned in doing the, because I wrote the script this week for our video that's going to be coming out on Friday, was that, like, for every, because the Echo Park sweep situation, which we talked about on the podcast, was a huge deal. And it was a huge, like, from the looks of it, it looks like LA, the people were coming up to stand up for the unhoused. But there were like 4,000 people who signed a petition to get those people put out of the park. So
Well, that's also the hardest thing too about the unhoused community is that everyone wants to help them. So like not everyone, but most people like, you know, I would hope are not sociopaths and are like, I love that people have to live on the streets and are relegated to, you know, the hard knocks. But I think that everyone wants them. They just don't want homeless people around them or the unhoused around them, excuse me. Like that, and that's just like quintessential American. Like we're like, well, we want to help, but don't what's the word? Like come into my space, my life.
Yeah, we don't want to help like face to face. We want to money to a cause or a shelter. Yeah. Which again, I will not pretend to demonize those people because I do understand to a degree of like, because just the situation of being unhoused, there is a lot of untreated mental illness. There is a level of drug use. You're on the streets. You're trying to survive. And that's not to say that that's all unhoused people. A lot of them have jobs and are getting up every morning and going to work every day. But it's just you never necessarily know what situation you're going to get. And so I understand a young mother not feeling comfortable taking their kids to the park where there's an unhoused encampment. I get it. But
or even these people. No, go ahead, Casey. Sorry.
No, I'm saying I understand that. But also, I think your priority needs to be looking at what the city is providing for the like, I don't. It's not like these people just want to be in these encampments that are in these parks. It's that the city doesn't provide proper accommodations for them. And if they do, then they've got to make fucking Sophie's choice about like, well, do I have to leave my dog? Do I have to sacrifice not being able to make it to my job on time? Because the park is right next to my job, but where you want to take me is downtown and I don't have transportation. You know, like it's, you, these are people, you guys. They are three-dimensional human beings and each have their own separate, you know, challenges. So I think that, yes, I can understand that you don't feel safe. Totally get that. Let's, as a people, look at what the city is providing in order to make this safer for all of us. Because it's not safe for the unhoused community either.
And look, I think that there's definitely a scale. I think that if you're most comfortable just donating money, donate money. Yeah, fuck
do
me.
It. But watch who you're donating money to.
I was going to say there's a lot of organizations or like small grassroots businesses that are trying to help.
We need to find those. We need to make a list.
They don't have the funds. Yeah, we need to make a list. And those organizations don't have the money to do exactly, you know, there's people out here who want to do what we're talking about doing and they don't have the funds to do it. So yes, sir, over there, that guy who has tons and tons of money but doesn't want to go down into, you know, Skid Row to offer money to people, like put it, then just give it to them. Give it to the organization who needs it and let them do it, do that. Because, you know, not everybody's comfortable doing that, but there are many ways to help. If you can help, please help however you can.
However you can.
However you can. And that's my accent for the episode.
That was a good one. That's Thank a good. You. Is that your audiobook voice?
Yes. And however you can. Yes. That's how I speak in all my audiobooks. Just like turn into some British like slightly British like maid or something.
They're good. Honestly, I support it.
Anything else we can get for you? Anything else?
I support it and I love it. Well, while Casey is finding that, did you find that? Is that what you were doing? Were you looking? Nope.
No, I was actually, this conversation reminded me that we have a really big unhoused project that we're working on as the collective, and I needed to ask someone a question about that, and I was like, I need to do that before I forget. So you guys, we're working on it. That's what I
love. Literally, I love that. We are working on it
right now.
I was just gonna like bring up another fun news thing.
Oh yeah, another one, because we've talked about so many fun news things.
Hey, do we have a clap back?
I have one, but it's sad.
Why?
She hasn't really been like clapping back. She's been like getting shit done, man. I also just wanted to pop in real fast and say if the news about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the new news that came out today, has scared you, I saw something that made me feel really good, because I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and immediately I was like, oh my God, I have a headache. I didn't have a headache. I'm a hypochondriac. So just like, one, know yourself and know your brain. But two, the likelihood you are more likely to get struck by lightning then have a blood clot from the vaccine. Only 6 people in over 6.5 million.
And they were all women.
Doses.
That's so whack.
They were all women, and they actually think that there might be like a correlation to birth control or something like that. But I also
that would make sense.
Right? But I also think too, like, and I mean, we're going to have a whole other conversation about like women and birth control and like what we've been told to accept for life is just regular old side effects that are not a problem, but you know, a few people get some blood clots and now we have to shut the whole thing down. But women have been taking birth control that's given them blood clots for years.
Oh, chill. Yeah, birth control does all sorts of crazy shit. I was on a birth control one time that made me literally like, I am not a person who suffers with depression. I was so inexplicably depressed.
What's that like? What's your life like, Casey?
I mean, I get sad, but I just don't, you know, depression's like an actual, you know.
You don't cry into your wine glass at like,
oh yeah, I do, but that's normal. It's 2021. If you're not crying into a wine glass, you're not paying attention.
that is a shirt. I want that on a
t-shirt. Write that down, wizard.
No, wait, wizard. Let's make wine tumbler, like wine glasses.
If you're not that crying, say, this, full of tears.
2021 tears.
These are my 20...
You're not paying attention.
Yep, these are my 2021 depression tears.
That's hilarious. Oh, I saw a sign. Somebody with a protest sign today that made me smile. It said, "Ain't nobody asked your scary ass to be a cop," because they always say that they feared for their lives. Like, ain't nobody asked your scary ass to be a cop.
Yeah, like, for real though. Yeah, please take many seats, please.
Nobody else. Okay, guys, I have to be really real with you. Our queen, AOC, has been very busy. So this isn't a clapback corner, but this is just something
Sorry. I had a visceral reaction to that.
I'm sorry. I don't have a clapback corner. I really don't have one.
Clapback.
I don't have one. Fine. But I will say this is cool stuff. This is something cool. And this also shows that if you elect people that care about you and that like want to do work and work for the people and care about what people need, they can do cool stuff. So in New York City, you can now, if you have suffered a loss from COVID, FEMA will pay up to $9,000 of your funeral expenses. So you can apply for that and they will help you take care of the funeral for your loved one. And also our condolences go out to you if that is something that you have dealt with. She's been so busy doing that she hasn't tweeted that much, and like, will anything ever be as good as the one from last week?
I don't know, because that one was incredible.
Hold off.
We still love you, AOC. We love you.
Yeah, we love you. Okay, let's see.
We thank
we'll
you for
see
your
what
service.
She says. Yeah, I think we're just gonna have to like live off the high from last week's clapback corner.
That was so good.
Yeah, that was good. I can read it again. Do you want to read it again?
No. Go back to the episode before this.
Yeah, listen to the episode.
Just rewind it.
Yeah, no, it is really good.
So good.
A couple of times.
Did anything else? I mean, I know we've covered a lot. I just wanted to, just before we wrap up, just if anybody.
I also want to, maybe I shouldn't bring, I don't want to bring it back around, but I just want to say one more thing about this fucking cop. The fact that she my brain went, oh, I just had some vodka.
We're the worst influences. We were like, take a shot, Casey. Or Alaska. Who are you? What's your name? I was looking at you when I was talking to Alaska. I'm sorry. I don't know.
The fact that she stepped down, that's not the right word I was looking for.
Resigned.
Thank you. Thank you, dictionary lady. That's your new
name. That college degree.
Dictionary lady. I got the college degree, so I know the word resign. Good. The fact that she resigned really pisses me off.
Yeah, like, I agree.
What? I'm sorry. So she can still get her pension and she can still, like, what the fuck? No, she should be fired straight up. Like,
yeah, that's true.
No pension, no pay, no nothing. Like, what the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
I think it's good that the medical examiner has ruled his death a homicide. Which, I mean, hopefully they'll bring charges. And if they don't, I mean, Minneapolis is going to burn down. I'm going to fly there. Like,
yo.
I'm not going to burn it down, but I'm just saying.
I wasn't sure. And I also didn't have any reservations. I was like, dang, Paige is about to, you know, handle
it. Maybe I'll light the match. I'll do it. I'm on it.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll use this white privilege. And no, I'm not going to light fires under my, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be the one to light the fire at the Black Lives Matter.
I know, right?
Get a bunch of black people in trouble. I'm good on that.
The world has had its eyes on Minneapolis over this trial, and they shot another black man during this trial.
Yeah.
And, like, things should burn. That's where the fuck I'm at. Sorry. I'm down. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep. And that's not usually where I was talking with my friend about this, and he was like, that's what trips me out about people like complaining about people when they start rioting. He was like, if you look at our history, like, what else has worked? And that's not a place where I come from. Like, I'm like, again, I'm the person who's like, wait, let's talk. Wait, let me explain. Which mm-hmm. is, but he was like, no, they should burn that shit down. Like, everybody needs to burn it, because it's not until you start hurting people's pockets, until businesses go up in flames, until people are not shopping, you know, at your places, that then you care.
People seem to think that, like, black people benefit from these, like, big-ass corporations. Like, they matter to black people. Right. Fuck your Target. Burn that shit down. What the fuck have they done other than help black people continue to be, do you know what I mean, persecuted?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, do you think I'm not even the person who's like, let's go, I'm not the first person who's like, this happened, let's go burn a building down. That's not me, but I'm fucking tired. I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
Straight up. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the person who does the burning, but I'm not even going to lie. If I'm lit on fire today, I might smile as I watch it burn. That's where I'm at. I might just sit there and watch it burn and just, you know.
Listen, it should go up.
Just sing a little ditty.
Burn, baby, I mean, burn. Listen, and for the people who are like, that's not okay, that's not right. Well, you know, we would love to just be able to march up to the Capitol building peacefully.
Right, I would love it if that
were. Yeah, also,
do you know what's worse? Do you know what's worse? Losing your life over a fucking air freshener. Like, I'm sorry, buildings don't bleed. I don't give a fuck. Tear it down. Smash the shit. Do whatever you have to do safely
and
don't hurt people. But. Like,
yeah,
like,
and that was
this is just how it listens. Like,
it is,
this
and
is how things
that's
have always
the unfortunate
changed.
Thing is that people, when that happens, though, the thing that breaks my heart is that people inevitably get hurt. There will be people, innocent people, who get hurt in that too. And that's something that
but
I
most
would
people
like.
Get hurt in that situation because of the cops. And like, I don't want to misconstrue that, because people think that these protesters are out here, most of them, in these peaceful protests that we are having. A lot of that violence is stirred and caused by cops doing things like shooting fucking rubber bullets into crowds when people are out there just trying to yell. And they should be able to yell. Who gives a fuck if they're out there yelling with signs and you don't like what they're saying? That doesn't give you the right to shoot them with rubber bullets.
You shoot people. Wow. Are you serious? You gonna tell me not to yell? And you literally shoot. You kill people. Shut the fuck up. I will yell if I want to. What are you saying?
And also, like, this is America, where I'm supposed to be able to say and do whatever the fuck I please, and then I can suffer consequences for it. But this is not communist fucking China. Like, if I want to do, like, I don't know, that, like, I just can't with that hypocrisy of like, we're the Law and Order party, we support this, whatever, but like they can go and just like wild out because they're police officers. But if, you know, Dante Wright wants to get back in his car because she had no right to arrest him, he dies.
Right.
Doesn't seem like
and
balanced.
To end this with a quote from my, song anthem. I was going to say it. Are you guys with that?
Yeah, I was waiting, and we didn't even play it. I was like, were we supposed to say one?
I was like, do we know which one it is? I know all the words.
Guys, hello, we're supposed to do this
and
together.
We ain't even free in this country until we die?
That is true.
And we built it on our backs, and we seen it with our eyes?
That one is also true. But I was going to say the one, I share this frown with the brown town, watch the shit burn down.
It's just shit burn down.
Because that's what it is.
Yes.
Just we shit burned down.
Getting gunned down, tired of
and I fucking mean that. It's just shit. It is, you guys, shit, it's just shit burned down.
The world's on fire now.
Get you some friends who literally like start quoting yourself. Like I was gonna do it by myself, but they actually knew all the other verses. So
we ain't even free. Stand with me.
Check it out.
And we and I'm not at spell for me. No, an amazing song. Please.
Apt.
Please check
apt
out
for the timing.
Apt for the time. Amazing poetry. And our Alaska's in there.
It's just shit burnt down. For real.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. This has been a bummer of an episode.
Yeah, right. Listen. I'm so sorry.
But you know what? We're also here to tell you to feel your fucking feelings. Yeah. And if you feel bummed out about the shit in the world, feel bummed out. Let it happen. Don't fight it. Like, it sucks. This shit is hard. If you're having a hard time, you can reach out to me if you'd like. I am here. I'm a good listener. So
she is.
Yeah, she is.
Hit me with if you guys need it.
It's the truth.
I'm here.
It is the truth. And with that, let's end on something. Everybody go around and say,
I knew we were gonna do this.
Yeah, we have to, you guys. I gotta get myself out of
here. Yeah,
yeah. I gotta get out of here.
I gotta go to sleep in like 14 minutes.
It's good that we're gonna go around and say something positive. I do agree with you, Paige. I think it's really good though that people see that we are humans. Like,
there's
podcasts out there doing or shows or you know, the news out there pretending like the things are not. They say the things are happening, but like from our point of views, from like people out here who are just like. We're not the news. We're not, you know, misconstruing or showing things that are different or da 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 da. Like straight from just humans who are going through it in different places in the world, in different places. Mm-hmm. Like we are just
and as different and people. Like we're all different people with like, you know, different experiences in life and like, you know, just know that like everyone's seeing and feeling different things and like, I don't know. Be there for people. Also, white people, just like speak the fuck up and listen. At the same time, do both. Figure it out. I don't know. But like, it's just not the time to be quiet about this. If you were super loud for George Floyd and you're quiet right now, take a look at yourself.
Yeah, that's a word. That is a...
That's all. So let's do positive thinking. Positive things.
I'm trying to decide between two different things, like what I want our prompt to be.
Oh, I have like a really fun thing that I just have been doing.
Oh, do it. Yeah, share, please.
Can I just share?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is like so such a nerdy thing to enjoy.
I love it.
Well, it's not because whatever. So like everybody knows, I've been in school and I've really just been like inundated with academics constantly. And I've had to like cover really heavy topics and like, you know, do all these just like really just it's a lot of heavy shit constantly. And I kind of have a habit of inundating myself with heavy shit all the time. If I'm not mainlining CNN, I'm like listening to true crime podcasts and I'm reading about like, so I just kind of get into this place where I'm like, everything sucks and everything's bad. So I found this, there's this Instagram account that I follow and it's called Lesbian TikToks and it's just really funny. And this girl made a list of like 13 like women who love women books that I like kind of run the gamut of storylines. And so I started reading one and it's the first book that I have read that's not academic in like
months. And it's really enjoyable, and I can't stop listening to it. And it's, they're laughing at me because I'm such a nerd. But it's called The Mercies, and it's about a Nordic island in like the 1600s, where this was a true story. There was a boat accident, and like all the men died. And then these women are going to fall in love, and I'm really excited about it. So that's what I've been doing. It's my favorite because I get to listen to a fun book.
That's awesome. Speaking of books, you guys, we're starting a Blackboard book club. So keep an eye out for that. Bam, bam, bam. I'm very excited. So I guess, what are we naming? We're saying things that we're doing that we enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just something nice and fun. Whatever you feel like you want to share. That's how I feel.
I went away this past weekend to do like a writing weekend with my friend who's a writer. We went to Running Springs. It's like right outside of Big Bear. And so I spent the weekend like really, really working on my writing, and I got so much done on my play. And I just got to spend so much time in nature and just every morning sit in like this cute little red chair and look out at the mountains and the trees. And it was exactly what I needed. And like we like had a fire going because there was the cottage had a fireplace and it was like cold there in the morning. So we had like a fire going every day.
Oh my God. Fun.
It was perfect. So
she's that like, take me back.
I know. I'm so sad. I just came back today and I'm low key sad that I'm not still there. But it was great.
Yeah. That sounds amazing, Case. I'm glad you had that.
Thank you. Me too.
She called it her eat, pray, love moment. It and was. I just want everybody to know that.
I support that.
It really was.
Yeah. It was really cute.
Laska music.
How about you, Wizard?
Laska, I can name yours, except I don't know how it went. So if it went terribly, I'm sorry. I won't name it. Wizard, you want to go?
Oh, God. Why don't you talk about
your No, you were starting some something more. Really exciting last night, was it? And so I assumed that that would be, we talked on the phone?
The well?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I know, it was good.
Okay, good. I was like, what was it?
It went well at the well. I started a group with a member of a theater company that Casey and I are part of, named Caitlin Huey, and she runs a...
Caitlin Huey! I've watched her lives before.
She's great, yeah. No, she runs two different groups. She runs a Artist Way. If you're not familiar with Artist Way by Julia Cameron, it's like an artist workbook, which is really cool. You can go through it with her and a group of people, which I recommend if you haven't done it, do it and go follow her on Instagram and definitely do it because it's awesome to do with a group of people to hold you accountable. And you go through all kinds of things with yourself as an artist. You're unlocking all kinds of shit as an artist. The well is how I kind of explained it to Casey is a lot of times as artists, we have a well and we end up depleting that well and not refilling it. And so the well is about filling your well, as an artist. So kind of like a mastermind group of artists who come together and hold each other accountable and like talk about the projects that were going on and how to move forward with those, in a positive way. And, if you guys have been listening to us, then, you know, I've kind of been in a mental place, like a little bit, been down and out a little bit. So this is really good. This is good. This is the start of a new mental health journey for me. I'm doing this. I'm starting a one-on-one coaching session tomorrow. I'm doing a launch pad session with the casting director, and I'm taking myself on a solo camping trip next week. For like 3 days, just to get outside and kind of reset and reground. Something that I really need to do. So I got a lot of stuff. Hopefully I'll be like, when I get back, because that's kind of my personality.
I'm really happy
for you. We'll take you everywhere you are.
Aw, thanks, guys.
All right, Wiz. Hit us with the end here.
I think we can just see his leg.
Yeah, I know. Wiz, what's something you're excited about?
Your birthday.
Yeah. Your birthday.
I know something you should be excited about for your birthday, but
guys,
I'm
we're like the Three Stooges right now. We're like, your birthday.
I'm getting delirious. I'm tired.
Yeah. In a more bigger picture thing, I'm excited about the speed of vaccinations in this country. I feel like
nice.
The administration's doing an amazing job. The counties, the cities, the states, everyone's just kicking ass. It's been amazing to see so many friends who I love, family who I love, people who I know being vaccinated. I'm just so excited about that. It just like makes me every single vaccination picture and post, I'm just like, yes, love this, amazing, go, go, go. Like, I'm so happy. Mm. And then on a smaller level, so my family is all hanging out in our small town that I grew up in. My sister and her kids and my mom and my dad, and they're just having like the best time ever. And I love that. Even though I'm jealous and like super like wish I was there, like just transport me there.
Wait, where are you from? You're from the East Coast?
I'm from Seattle.
Oh, no. Why do I always ask you that? That's right. You're from Seattle. I don't know. You're from the best state, the number one state in the country. Always is.
Washington is?
Yeah, it's always the number one state. No, literally, did you guys know the state is ranked? Fun fact. And Washington always wins.
It's a great state. Who ranks them? It's a very unique state. It's got lots of...
I know, but they're probably right. I mean, Washington makes sense.
Seattle's yeah, I think it could... Yeah, I mean, the weather is the only thing that takes it down, but not everyone wants a lot of heat. It doesn't have, cold.
Yeah, it's like an overall ranking of like there's like different categories and they rank how they're doing basically.
Interesting.
Well, I grew up on it. I'll share some photos with you guys. And so anyway, it's been a tough year obviously for everybody, and seeing these pictures of my family together and hearing them, and they've gone through some health stuff recently, and seeing them all together is just like really just makes my heart sing. So I wish I was there. I'll be there eventually, probably early May. But it's just like awesome to see them all together having this great moment. So yeah, that makes me really happy.
That's really sweet. I love how all of your things that you were excited about were for other people. That's beautiful.
I know. I'm going to try and be better about that.
You guys, the wizard's the most selfless.
He truly is. I was like,
ever met.
I was like, I'm
unreal. And he's like, what's making me happy? The rate of vaccination in this country. Right. My lesbian Nordic book is really making me happy.
I know. I was like, wait, I'm the Christian one. And Zach is like, just everybody else making themselves better.
No, that's not cool.
Wow.
That's incredible. Right. And that's, I mean, one of the many reasons why we love you.
The wizard is beautiful. He's a beautiful
truly
beautiful
like
person.
One of the
if
most beautiful.
You need to be a better person.
Hang around the wizard. He will show you his ways.
Don't shake your head. I mean it. I was literally just talking to Tiffany about this last night. You guys, the wizard texted me at like 9 something at night and was like, you're a beautiful person. I just want you to know. I was like, is this real? Or do people do
this? Oh, he did that to me the other day. And I was like,
yeah, he does that. But like, literally, it's like, what? Literally, I think you're probably, this is going to get real. This is going to get real for real right now. This is going to get really, really real, really real right now for real. How many times can I say real in a sentence?
Oh my god, please say what you're about to say. I'm like dying to know.
Just say the sentence.
I want you to get real, Alaska.
Find out next time.
Oh my god, I'll kill you.
Oh my god, sorry.
Paige like threw her mic.
No, but I think I have to go.
Okay, real fast. Honestly, I think Zach is like the first actual man, white man, I've ever felt 100% comfortable with, and like ever, like, I don't know how to explain it, like the most selfless and like the kind of who doesn't like mansplain or do any things that you expect, I'm sorry to say, of men, but like there's just none of that. Like he's like so sensitive and like in touch with like what he's doing, and then like also like so empathetic, and like it's so weird. It's like, sorry, it's not so weird. It's great. It's beautiful. No, it's beautiful, but it's a real thing, and like I just didn't know until I like met him.
Wow.
And you're here, but I'm just saying that to you because
Zach,
like,
I can't
really
wait to
beautiful.
Meet you in person.
Oh my god, that's so crazy, weird. Though. I like was very uncomfortable by that sentence just because I'm like, how is that even true?
I know, it's devastating. Distance is
true. Well, he's the best even in person, if you can believe it.
Oh my god, I can't believe
you,
I can
so
believe
fun.
It. And I can't wait. Yeah. Wizard, you're the best.
Yeah.
Happiest birthday.
Happiest birthday. I can't wait for you to get back home so you can receive our gifts.
Aries.
There.
He's an Aries.
Cool. Yeah. They're very cool. So yeah,
I wonder what your rising sign is. Sorry, that's a different conversation. Go ahead. End it, Casey.
Oh my god, you guys, we have to go.
Paige is literally falling asleep right now.
She's falling asleep on the mic. That sound you hear is Paige's forehead just falling on the mic. So on that note, thank you for joining us. This has been our 22nd episode of Justice and Juice.
Juice.
Oh my god, the mic was like in her mouth this time, you guys. I don't know, it's getting crazy. Stop. Okay.
All right, just end it. Hurry.
Very quickly,
it.
I'm trying. Rate, like, subscribe, share, comment. Boom. do all those things and sign up for the newsletter too while you're at it. We love y'all. Take care of yourself.
Bye guys. Sorry my mic kept falling. Love you.
Be more like the wizard.